I was late for breakfast at the Falls Hotel, but this is Ireland. I still managed to get 2 bits of black pudding, 1 bit of white pudding, 2 small pork sausages, 3 bits of bacon and 2 fried eggs and a cup of tea. Yes, the great thing about Ireland is that it doesn't do, you know, we start on time, we finish on time. If you know that, you can hope to take advantage of it. Yeah, it's a slow start into the day. Today I've been sitting at a table with the sales and marketing manager of the Falls Hotel. I better own up to say that she's my sister-in-law, in case anybody knows it already. I've also been with the lady who has done most to design this event, and my head is so weak this morning that I can't. Her name is Barbara, and she's from Western Writers Centre, and she works with Fred Johnston. So anyway, that's, I talked to them, and then there's a lady whose name I mixed up. I thought she was Aoife, but she's actually Anya, and she speaks Connemara Irish. And, you know, we've just been reminiscing about yesterday, but also thinking ahead. And yesterday I discovered that the man who wrote Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle, was Irish, and I didn't know that. Andrew Lycett told me last night. And then I thought, while I was thinking of that, about Sherlock Holmes and Moriarty and the fight to the death at the waterfall, and then I realised that it was here at Ennisdiamond in County Clare at the waterfall that Conan Doyle first got the idea of the waterfall when he was trying to kill off Sherlock Holmes. And then I got another idea, and I thought, because it came up in the conversation, that Charles Dickens had never mentioned any Irish people in any of his novels. Apparently, Fintan O'Toole has even written an article in the Irish Times ages ago called Where the Dickens Are the Irish. But if the Irish are not mentioned at all in any of Dickens's novels, that means the Irish are present in every single one of Dickens's novels, in the sense that you can be present by your absence. And that's when the idea came to me that this Falls Hotel in Ennisdiamond could hold a little competition in which people were invited to write essays around the theme of, you know, Sherlock Holmes at the Falls Hotel, Beowulf at the Falls Hotel, Charles Darnay at the Falls Hotel. So there you are. There's a little idea to put in your pipe and smoke it. Waking up the day here, I'm about to go and hear John F. Dean read in the Dylan Thomas weekend in Ennisdiamond in the Falls Hotel. Bye-bye.